This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
After rounding out a record year for pork exports, the National Pork Board has redoubled its efforts to invest in international marketing. Specifically, the Pork Board is making the most significant investment in its history. Japan is a critically important market, and Pork Checkoff Vice President of International Marketing, Craig Morris, says this is a high-value export target.
Japan is and remains our number one market in terms of value, in terms of dollars. We put fully through our partner in the U.S. Meat Export Federation, 37% of the dollars that we give to USMEF, we target towards that Japanese market because we know it's a mature market. Imports into that country have been moving up. The United States, though, is seeing a lot of competition from the other markets that are shipping in there. So we really want to hold really that market as best we can. And in 2018, I think we're doing everything we can to preserve it. As you pointed out, chilled pork is a high-value product, and we're going to try to do everything we can to make sure that the Japanese continue to be a strong buyer of that from it.
Exports are critical to delivering greater returns to U.S. hog producers, and Morris believes a strong export pace will continue into the year ahead.
Absolutely, I do, and I think it has to. With all the pork that we've got coming online, we have really no choice but to focus on those export markets, and that's why the board has increased its investment in international marketing. We're up 9% in our investment year over year. And we're going to do everything we can this year to make sure the producers remain profitable. And that's because we know the only way that's going to happen is with a strong export market.
For more information, you can contact the Pork Checkoff Service at pork.org or by calling 1-800-456-PORK. Well, Congressman Rodney Davis said he had Illinois farmers in mind when voting on tax reform legislation. Rodney said the recent changes are a positive for farmers and will help lessen their financial risk.
Everything I do out here, especially when we have a major piece of legislation like tax reform, I always think about our family farmers. And I went and I asked many of the family farmers, and you saw me at many of our listening sessions talking about not only the farm bill, but as we talked about tax reform. I wanted to get their input. What are the provisions in the tax code that are most relevant to our local family farms and being sustainable? You know, I don't think our family farmers get enough credit for the risk they take. Look, they leverage their family fortune, their income, their retirement to buy seed each year, put it in the ground, hopefully get enough rain and sunshine to grow it, and then hopefully have a market to sell it. That's risk. So we want to make sure that they have the ability to mitigate that risk even when they purchase new equipment. So Section 179 allows farmers to be able to deduct certain expenses when buying large equipment. We also have immediate expensing of capital purchases. And we also allow interest deduction on many of those smaller farming operations that we see in and around central Illinois. These are provisions to go along with the fact that we have now capped how many taxes, what level of tax rate that small businesses or our family farms have to pay. They were paying through the individual tax brackets because most of them are subchapter S's, sole proprietorships, limited liability corporations. And now they have a cap instead of a 40% where some of their income is taxed. They'll be down to 29%.
During our interview, we also talked about the 2018 Farm Bill. Congressman Davis expects Farm Bill debates to begin in early February.
Well, I think we'll start marking some initial legislation up. That's our process where our House Ag Committee debates the bill that's going to be introduced in the House Ag Committee. That'll probably happen early next month. We're working with our Ag Committee staff to put language on paper. But the goal for me is to keep an already what I think is a successful farm bill in place that we passed in 2014, one that is very crop insurance focused for risk management, that saves taxpayers billions of dollars. We've already seen the results of that from 2014 when we passed the bill till 2018 now, where we were projected to save $23 billion. We actually have saved $104 billion. That's taxpayer dollars that's staying, that is not being spent right now. And that's what we have to do is take the positives of that bill and fix around the edges programs that may need some tweaks. And frankly, that's my goal.
In other news, the Illinois Soybean Board is looking for farmers interested in filling one of four director positions with the United Soybean Board. Any soybean farmer who is affected by the soybean checkoff is eligible to serve. To be considered for the national leadership position, farmers must complete the required application and agreement to serve statement and return those to the Illinois Soybean Association by February 23rd. And you can find those forms online at ilsoy.org. The Illinois Soybean Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred choice nominee and a second preferred choice alternate for the open position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make final appointments, and the chosen individual will begin serving a 3-year term in December of this year. And each individual who is appointed is eligible to serve a total of 3 terms. Again, for more information about the United Soybean Board position, visit ilsoy.org. Looking at community events, don't forget Carlinville FFA alumni hosting a dinner auction this Saturday. That's at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Tickets are available at CNB Bank and Trust and PJ's Tire in Carlinville, and doors open at 5:30 Saturday evening. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.